Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Orlando McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball four. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Wirt moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirt tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Brown reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre juggles the ball. That's an error on Aguirre. Brown scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trusewski hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusewski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusewski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aguirre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Trasuski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trasuski takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Trasuski moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trasuski moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Trasuski scores. Freehan moves to third. Stanley moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0 for 2 in the game. Oiler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trusewski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McFarlane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trusewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-3 in the game. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Orlando Peña now pitching. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Chuck Hinton. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 4 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alvis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims pinch hits for Dale Crandall. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 3 in the game. McDowell strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trzaskowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Trzaskowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trzaskowski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trzaskowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trzaskowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 4 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 5 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Euler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Freehan now catching. Norm Cash now playing first base. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got two RBIs. Alves strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alves out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.